Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. Have called me to this passage, and I'll follow, though I'm worn. May
amen, amen, amen. We bless the Lord on tonight. We give him praise, we give him honor, we give him thanks, we glorify his holy and righteous name. We bless the Lord, we exalt him on high. We thank him for all of his goodness, his mercy, his loving kindness, his compassions that fail not. Prophet Jeremiah remembered his affliction, the wormwood and the gall. He remembered it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. His compassions fail not. Great is his faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercy we seek. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. We are so grateful that God has given us yet another day's journey. Day that we've never seen, and the multitudes of blessings that he's pressed down into that day. Truly, we are grateful, and we are blessed. Amen. We certainly are thankful for last week's message, you know, signs of the times and end of the age. You know, we're living in the end time. These are Brother Paul said, perilous times shall come. You know, men shall be lovers of self, proud, boisterous, you know, without natural affection. You know, this thing about unnatural affection, you know. Just think about it. There are certain things that people do just because. Unnatural affection. You know, not only, you know, men with men and women with women, but people are not as close as they used to be. You know, they just don't have the love that they had for each other years ago. You know, people were more concerned about each other. They had a more of an affair, a love affair for each other. But in today's world, people are so caught up in their own life, their own world, you know, not concerned about their neighbors. So the love affair, unnatural affection, loving your sisters and loving your brothers, loving your neighbors, you know, having a concern about people. You know, we become so common with all kinds of things that happen in this world. Nobody's really, you know, all of that concern. You know, you know, there was a time when people, again, were concerned about each other. They were moved by certain problems. Now you have all kinds of horrific things happening in the world, and none of that moved us. We become so common with things that used to be disturbing. You know, we are in that time, just that season, the midnight season, the midnight call, the midnight cry, you know, the end time. Jesus is soon to come, soon to come. And the church is taking a nap, you know, simply going to sleep. God has plan and purpose for the church to be alive and well, impacting the world around them, you know. But everybody's too busy. Everybody's caught up in their own world, in their own life. And things are going on, problems are happening. Nobody's here. The watchman sounding his alarm at what is soon to come, things that are soon to come upon this world, and upon this, you know, upon this world and the people in this world today. So we don't want to be caught, you know, asleep. You know, we don't want to be caught sleeping when the watchman comes. You know, when the bridegroom comes for his bride, you know, there's a story about 10 virgins, how 5 were foolish and how 5 were wise. You know, 5 had oil in their vessel. They were all dressed up. They had on their wedding gowns. They were ready, you know, waiting. But 5 had oil in their lamp, and 5 were foolish. They had no oil. They went to buy oil. And when the bridegroom came, the 5 wise trimmed their lamp and were able to go into the city. But the foolish, when they came back, the door was now shut, and the bride was already inside. So we want to have, you know, the anointing. We want to have the oil, that resurrection power. You know, we want to be in a position and a place where we meet him when he comes. Amen? So we thank the Lord for the 5 wives. You know, that story wouldn't be there if Jesus didn't think it was necessary. You know, all these warnings, you know, all the warnings and warning signs, and everybody's still, like the word tells us, you know, buying and selling and marriages and going about life, though nothing is really going on. You know, I'm just amazed. He says in verse 38, he says, but as the day of Noah were, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the day that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day of Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Eating, drinking, you know, about the fears of this world, you know, the fears of this world. You know, the church, the bride of Christ, chasing of Christ, the virgin, you know, chasing virgin, you know, when you start looking at the fine linen, it's the chase, that's purity is what we're talking about, you know, purity. I mean, you really have got to spend some time with God. You really got to spend some time in his presence. You really got to spend some time and get to know God. I'm serious. You got to spend time with him. Time in study, time meditating. The world don't operate like the church. You know, the world does not operate like the church. You know, it just doesn't. People in the world, you know, people that come out of, that are in sin, chasing at the fears of this life, fears of this world. You know, the Bible let us know strictly to be in the world, but not of the world. Worldly affairs, systems of this world, the systems of this world. This is what we're talking about. You know, in the world, but not of the world. You know, this sitting down, worshiping God in spirit. Jesus bear witness that God was a spirit. We who worship them must worship them in spirit as well as in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. You know, God is a spirit.
Yeah.
God is a spirit. You know, we have got to learn how to get into the spirit of God. You know, get wrapped up, tangled up, and tied up in the spirit. The love affair that God has for us is far greater than any affair that we can have with anything else in the world. You know, God knows how to satisfy, how to satisfy the longing heart. He knows how to, like any husband, he knows how to supply. He knows how to comfort us. You know, when the comforter comes, you know, he has a job to do. I mean, when you can be satisfied with the Lord, you know, when you can be satisfied with Jesus, to the Lord, you know, he satisfies the longing heart. You know, he satisfies us. He gives us the peace and the love and the reassurance. You know, God supplies our needs. You know, he provides for us. Makes a way out of no way. I mean, we can understand how much we need God for everything. Yeah. When we learn how to, you know, get closer, you know, decrease so that he can increase in us, you know, he satisfies us. You know, we have a whole different attitude, taking on a whole different persona, you know. I'm serious. The joy that comes from the Spirit, joy unspeakable and full of glory. You know, the joy of the Lord is my strength. You know, he knows how to satisfy the loneliness. You know, he comforts us. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me. Just think about it. Surely, he says, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know, he knows how to satisfy. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. My feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. You know, heaven, you know, the beautiful city of God, you know, striving to make it in. You know, the church is asleep. In other words, we are so caught up in the things, the affairs of this world, this life, that the things of God, for somehow or another, doesn't satisfy the way it ought to satisfy, you know, people and the world affairs, world systems. Amen. You got to understand the devil tried to give God the whole, tried to give Jesus the whole world if he would bow down and worship him. You know, the devil is here to do everything within his reach, within his power, to not only destroy, to kill and to destroy God's purpose in you, but, you know, to destroy you, ultimately kill and destroy you, you know, to wipe you out, keep you out of God's presence, keep you out of heaven. Ultimately, that would be his objective, to destroy another soul. So, you know, you have to be on your watch. You've got to be mindful of the devices of the enemy and not let the things of this world to get trapped in this world and in this world affair. You've got to be wise. Amen? So we thank God for his word on record that teaches us, it shows us the way. It gives us understanding of the times. It gives us understanding of this life and the world around us. It teaches us you know, how to be on our watch. But Paul said, doing all to stand, he says, stand upon the foundation of the truth of God's word. Amen. We're going to go a little bit further tonight. You know, those that have an ear. We're not talking about the outer ear. We want you to hear through the ear gates of the Holy Ghost. Yeah. We want you to hear and know what God is saying to you. You know, we don't want you to be caught up and caught out there in a situation. Amen. We want you to understand the nearness and the critical part of this world and this life where we're living. Perilous times shall come. Amen. Perilous times shall come. Amen. Brothers and sisters, just, you know, trying to make wise the simple things, and, you know, make wise.
The volume going down. Your volume, you talking?
Hello.
Yeah, your volume gone.
Hello.
Yeah.
Did we lost service?
No, you move away from your mic.
No, what happened was I had. What are we gonna do here?
You go ahead and run the show. Go ahead and talk.
Matthew chapter 24, we're going to start at verse 39. And know not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, and the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, and one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not the hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what hour and what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy, for your loving kindness, for your compassions that fail not. We thank you for the greatest teacher that is, the Holy Ghost. We ask him to lead us, guide us, and teach us. Bring all things back to our remembrance, the things that are necessary for this worship experience. We ask you, Lord God, to bless us. Bless us, Lord, and we shall be blessed. Keep us, God, and we shall be kept. We take authority over every hindering spirit. We bind it up. We render it helpless over these services. We ask you, Lord, to send your word with power and conviction. Lord, we thank you for these and all blessings. In Jesus' wonderful name, we thank God. We thank God, and amen. And know not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. When that happens, millions will disappear from the planet. Paul says the rapture will occur, flesh and blood. Remember, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So when the rapture occurs, there'll be people that'll be left here. Those are the ones that will go through the tribulation. But there'll be millions of people that disappear from the planet. They just simply disappear. And you see, you know, you see their clothes and you see the blood that's left. Paul said this would happen in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, and we shall be changed. You know, we shall be changed. It's going to happen so quick. It's like what happened with the flood. You know, people just kind of heard what Noah had to say, you know, but they didn't really give an account of what he was saying. They just kind of heard it, but they didn't enter their hearts. It didn't, you know, that, like anything else, you know, people don't have the faith to believe this. You know, it just seems like a strange thing that people would just disappear and just leave. You know, the Bible says we shall be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. You know, that to the normal world, to the normal average individual, seems like a very strange thing. You know, a very strange thing. So it's kind of hard for people to, you know, accept what's being said to them. You know what I mean? So just like the flood came, when the flood came, it caught them unaware. You know, they were totally shaken by the whole situation. The fact that when the rain came for 40 days and 40 nights, it rained, and people were simply caught unaware. You know, so they died in the flood. I'm not talking about millions of people that died in the flood because they simply didn't heed the warning. You know, the warning that went out. Noah preached to them to get themselves together, repent, and turn away from their wicked and evil ways. But they refused to turn. They didn't have faith to believe or to accept the word of God preached by the preacher. First of all, they never saw rain come from the sky. Never rained before, but it rained. And for 40 days and 40 nights, it rained. And we're preaching about the rapture. This is supernatural. We're talking about the power of God coming, you know, Christ coming back with, you know, the saints. And, you know, they're coming back to redeem their bodies from the earth and redeem their bodies. So, you know, it just doesn't, you know, to the human ear, natural man, just seems something supernatural, something different that they never heard of before. You know, so it catches same way. People are caught unaware. Things happen. It's beyond their even understanding. You know, we're talking about God. You know, the sad thing about it is we compare God to some everyday person when he's not just a man. He is a man, but he's not just a man. We're talking about God Almighty, the Almighty God who's everything, all things, Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the end, and has all power, all authority, can do all things, and is not restricted by anything. You know, he simply speaks. You know, the whole world was founded upon the power of his word. You know, universes are being created because of the things that he spoke into existence. The creatorial God who spoke planets and you know, solar systems and universes, you know, planets into existence. So when he comes back in the clouds to shout, with the voice of the archangel, the trump of God, the dead in Christ will rise first. You know, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, unaware. People will be caught unaware. And they will simply be caught up in their situations. caught up in their predicament. Just as the eight souls were the only people saved in Noah's flood, and they were caught up in that situation, in the flood, when the rains came, and they all drowned in the flood. Amen? You know, we have to take a different position. God means what he says. You know, we got to take a different position on the word. Is there anything about the word that's not true? Is there anything that God is telling us in his word that he's not capable of performing? You know, we just read just a couple of verses up above that if the word would fail, heaven and earth would pass away. You know, that's what it says. In verse 35, Matthew 24, verse 3, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. So if we think about it, some of us are having problems believing the word. When this happens, people will take a different look in a different position. In God's word, they will look at things and examine things and have a whole different attitude when it comes to approaching God and approaching his word. When it comes to God, we ought to fear him. You know, we shouldn't get so common with the things of God, with the word of God. There should be some reverence relating to the word. Paul said, work out your soul salvation with fear and trembling. You know, work it out with fear and trembling. You don't want to miss this. You know, you don't want to miss this. You don't want to get caught up and miss God. When he appears, you know, we are that generation. When he appears, we want to be ready. Rapture ready. We want to be in that position to be caught up, to meet him in the air. That's why he says, if you sin, if you sin, you have an advocate, Jesus Christ, who's faithful and just to forgive us of all of our sin. I'm saying if we sin. Don't let the man, if a man say that he's not sinned, the Bible says he's a liar. The truth is not in him. But we confess our sin to Jesus. You know, we can confess our sin. And he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sin. We simply have to confess our sin. Come it on the blood. When God looks, he sees us. He looks for the blood. He looks at the blood. He's looking through the eyes of Jesus. He sees a blood-washed church. You know, it's only because we're in this dispensation of grace where God deals with us because of Jesus with grace and mercy. Grace and mercy. He gives us mercy. You know, he gives us mercy. We're saved by grace through faith, you know. You know, God is a God of judgment. You know, he's a God of judgment. He rules with a rod of iron, you know, fierceness. You know, God rules, you know, with a rod of iron. You know, people have gotten so common with the word, so common with God, that they have no fear of God. And that's the reason why they're not wise to the things of God. That's why they can't grow in the knowledge of God, because we're trying to figure out, does God really mean what he says? Does he really mean this? Is this really what he's talking about? Or is he saying something else? You know, we are confused. God means exactly what he says. If you ever meet Noah, ask Noah, does God mean what he says? Or does he say something and mean something else? God means what he says, and he says what he means. We shouldn't be confused about that. We should know that. We treat God like he's a man, like an ordinary human being, and he's not. Amen? Verse 40. Then shall two be in the field. But one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be at the grind, at the mill. The one shall be taken and the other left. Watch, therefore, for ye know not the hour your Lord doth come. These two verses here, verse 40 and 41, some would want to think that this is the rapture. But no, this is not the rapture. This is what happens after the middle of the week when the tree is broken. The tree that was signed that was to bring peace in the middle of the week, sudden destruction come upon them and to veil as a woman with child, and they shall not escape. You know, this is where this verse comes in, these two verses, 40 and 41. This is not the rapture here. The rapture occurs, only the church is caught up to meet it. But the man child, you know, the sun cloth woman, God gives safe passages for her to go to the city of Petra, where God has prepared a place 3.5 years to preserve the woman, Israel. You know. So some escaped. He prayed. Keep in mind, he prayed that their flight be not in winter. You know, that it be not with child. You know, there are different things that he prayed about. God gives them mercy, traveling mercy, but some, like in the hand, will make it, and some will see the hardship of the Antichrist and the wrath that he pours out on Israel. Amen? Let's look at verse 42. It says, watch therefore, for ye know not the hour your Lord does come. You know, the rapture is something that only God knows. Angels desire to know these things. But only God knows the day and the hour that the Son of Man comes. Only God knows this. You know, angels desire to know. You know, even Jesus said only his Father knows. We have got to be right. You know, we got to be in a only way. Prayer is always correct. You know, the only way we're going to make it is because, you know, we have prayed ourselves through. The prayers that we pray always, you know, being in prayer. Prayer is also, keep an understanding, prayer is a form of worship. You know, prayer is an intimate thing between you and God. You're speaking to him. He's speaking to you. You know, God is leading and guiding you. You're walking in the Spirit. You're in a place with God. You're in a place in that position. You know, you're in a connection, you know, that's close because of your relationship and because of your position with God. So prayer, if Jesus had to pray, you know, Jesus, the master himself, prayed, how are we going to make it without prayer? Watch and pray always that you be counted worthy to escape. To escape what? The things that will come on this earth. You know, the things that will surely come to pass. I'm going to read that again. Watch therefore, for you know not the hour your Lord does come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known of what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready. For in such an hour that ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. The very time that you think, unaware, you know, the thief comes. You know, comes like a robber and a thief. And you don't even think he's coming. Shows up. I mean, this is the way this thing is going to be performed. Going to be unaware. So you have to be ready. You know, you got to be able to discern the times that we're living in. You know, it's very evident. So all you have to do is look at the hearts of the people that surround you. You know, people are just not the way they were years ago. The times and the season, you don't know where you are in the seasons and the times, you know, relationships with people, just in, you know, some of the everyday occurrences, you know, we can just look at the signs of the times. So, you know, look at the handwriting on the wall. Government, the whole system. You have to look at everything that's going on. Don't be caught unaware. Don't be caught sleeping, taking a nap, but in prayer and supplication. You know, this is what God requires of us. Pray always. Pray without ceasing. Prayer and supplication. You know, we're talking about a saint. We're not talking about a religious person. We're talking about somebody who really know God. We've fallen a long way. We've fallen a long way. We've allowed so much, and we have slipped so far away. You know, not walking in the light, but walking in darkness. You know, walk in the light, for we are children of the light. You know, and do not be contaminated with the things of darkness. Things of, you know, there's just certain things in this world that is just not of God. And if God hates it, then we should also hate the thing that God hates. If God loves it, then we should love what God loves. But we should also hate what God hates. And walk uprightly. Amen. The end time message. You know, some are so caught up in the love affairs of this world and this life that, you know, will just have to go through the tribulation. You know, time of Jacob's troubles. You know, some will just have to go through. You know, it's always common that man's extremities become God's opportunity. You know, man has always done a situation where when things get too hard for him, then he cries out, he lifts his hands and lifts his eyes to the Lord. You know, this is what happens. You know, we get in a situation where it becomes unmanageable. It becomes too hard for us, then we lift our eyes and we cry out to the Lord. But if things were just so-so, we'll just keep on keeping on. Okay? You know, just, you know, grin and bear it, and we just go on. But I can assure you, the tribulation is going to be a bad situation. You know, and that's just another chance that God, in an ultimate love and mercy that he extends to the people on this earth, for them to come in. Keep in mind, John saw the 144,000 that came up, you know, the evangelistic Jews, 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes of Israel. coming up in the middle of the week. They had their seal in their forehead, and John also saw a number that no man could number. It came out of the great tribulation. God gives another chance, second chance. The rapture had already occurred. The church is already in heaven. 144 caught up to meet them. And then comes the number that John saw that no man could number. All of these came out of the tribulation. A merciful God who's moved with compassion. God don't want to see anybody go to hell. He don't want to see anybody go suffer the losses, and suffer unnecessarily. But we have our own way of doing things. You know, we have our own way of looking at things and carrying ourselves. And we lose out with the things of God, wise in our own deceit. So we thank the Lord on tonight for this word. We certainly are blessed. We certainly are blessed. We're blessed to hear what God has to say about it and to know what God is talking about. You know, somebody who knows the end from the beginning, who wrote this all in advance. This was written almost 2,000 years ago in advance. You know, to let us know the things that will soon come to pass. Yeah, the church was created on the day of Pentecost. Church went through a dark age. About 120 AD, the church went into what is called the dark age. You know, we got the early rain, and we have the latter rain. Said, wait patiently for the husbandman. For the husbandman waited patiently for the early and the latter rain, for the fruit of the earth. You know, we are his bejewel. You know, the latter church, on the day of Pentecost, the church was birthed. The Isuzu revival, the latter rain, when there was a great outpouring of the Holy Ghost and there was miracles breaking out all over the place. The latter rain. You know, what's missing from the church are signs and wonders. You know, signs and wonders. Nobody want to live a life and a lifestyle that pleases God to the place where he stepped into our situations. Take over. And show himself strong in the heart of those that believe. Nobody wants to live that kind of lifestyle, live that holy life. You want to live any kind of way, take off and put on. You know, we can't take off salvation. Salvation is our lifestyle. It's what we live. You can't take that off. You know, people can take off religion when they want to. They go to church, they put it on, and come home from church, they take it off like a piece of clothes. But when you live for God and live a saved life, this is a lifestyle. This is how we live. This is who we are. You know, we bear his name in the earth. The Spirit lives inside of us, moves inside of us, talks inside of us, consummates inside of us. We live and we talk and, you know, we move as he moves us. Something that you can't take on and off. You know, but we have got to decrease. Brothers and sisters, I'm sure I know that God can keep us. You know, he's keeping power. He can keep us saved. If you want to be saved, he can keep us. He's a keeper. He can keep us. And we can live this victorious life. But it's only through Christ, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we can do this. Amen. Amen. We're going to stop here. We just thank God for the word. You know, again, we just thank God for the word. Church of the living God, victorious, overcomers, more than a conqueror. We have overcome the world, for greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Overcome us. The anointing, the Holy Ghost in you, who will lead and guide you and teach you all things, bring all things back to your remembrance. He quickens our mortal frame. He who quickens us, who were dead in trespasses and sin. In time past, we had our conversation in the lust of the eye and the lust of the flesh, and by nature, we were children of wrath. Even as others, children of the devil. But God quickens us. You know, he changed our vile nature and give us the nature of his son, Christ Jesus. Amen. We thank God for it. We bless his holy and righteous name. Truly the Lord is good. Truly the Lord is good. And his mercies endure to all generations. Amen. If there be any questions here, we're going to stop here at this place. We're going to stop here. Is there any questions? Not so. We're going to pray. Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, we lift our hands. We want to say thank you for such a word, Lord. You're speaking loud and clear, you know, for telling us what thus saith the Lord and giving us your concerns for our lives, Lord, that we be in that place, you know, and the concerns of living right and praying through and, you know, exalting God and lifting up holy hands and depending and leaning and depending on God for everything. You know, in all our ways, you said, acknowledge you, and you shall direct our pathway. All our ways. We got to stop taking charge of our own life. Put our life in the hands of God. You know, God has never lost anyone who stayed in his hands. Father, we put our hands in your life. We put our souls, we commit our souls, we commit our life into your hands. Lead us, guide us, and teach us. Teach us your principles and your precepts. Teach us, Lord. Teach our hands, Lord God. Teach us, Lord. Change our ways. Give us a new way of looking at life. Allow us to see the world, see life from your eyes, from your words, from your understanding. You know, teach us how to precepts and your principles. Write your word upon the fabric and tables of our hearts, Lord, that we might not sin against you. Lord, we just cry out for forgiveness of sin. Wash us in your blood, Lord. Cleanse us from all the unrighteousness. Give us of your spirit, Lord God, on the inner man, that we might be able to live this victorious life. Humbly we beseech you, Lord. Humbly, Lord. We cry out to you. Humbly, Lord, we come to your altar on bending knees and cry out for mercy while mercy can be found. Humbly so, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we just ask you, God, to have mercy upon us. Have mercy there, God, most merciful Father, and grant us your peace, your grace, and your mercy. Father, we thank you for your love. You know, we love you with an undying love. Lord, we are grateful for the love of the Father. Father, as we come before you, we just ask you, Lord God, for the harvesting of souls, Lord. We ask for laborers to go out into the vineyard, that you would go out and harvest and bring in the harvest, this end time revival, that you send your spirit send the angels out, Lord, and minister to the hearts of men. Lord God, that you would speak into their air gates. Give them a concern for their lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, only God can take an unclean thing and make it clean. Only God can do the work and the situations that are facing the world and the life today. Only God can do this. Father, we ask that you would have mercy, that you would, you know, just show us the way of salvation. Jesus, declare that I am the way, the truth, and the light. Father, allow your light of the gospel shine into this deep world, this dark world, and into the dark hearts of men's heart, and reveal yourself. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we bless you for the souls that are being saved. We bless you for the work that is being done. For only God can do this. It's only God can do what has to be done. And Father, we lift our hands as a sign of surrender, and we ask you, God, to have to help us in the midst of the circumstances that we are faced with. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, speak a word now. Speak a word in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, I know that there's nothing impossible with God. Nothing here is too difficult. Father, we bless us and we shall be blessed. Keep us, God, and we shall be kept is our prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you now for all things. Praise you for all things. We glorify you in the earth. Jesus' wonderful name. Thank God, and amen.
Love your mother, love your brother, love your God.